This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We certainly are soaking up the atmosphere. How is it, Sash? This place is pumping with pride.
There is more and more people coming through the gates. We've got a little bit more time before the bounce.
And rainbows everywhere. And you know what we thought? What should we do in our precious time before the bounce?
What shall we do?
We shall talk to Nicole Livingston. Nicole, welcome to Pride Game.
You've just made me take off my beautiful bucket hat.
It's amazing.
Because of the headsets.
So I know.
Now I feel exposed.
It's
with
a whole
hair.
Thing. You can't wear earrings. It's yeah. Look, Nicole, welcome to the broadcast. I think this is a. Have you ever seen us outside of Witten Oval?
No, I have not. The balcony is very nice at Witten Oval, but this is equally stunning.
Isn't it amazing? Great? We've been saying that all day. It's the perfect spot. It's the perfect. We spoke to the mayor of Yarra earlier. Perfect two teams to be playing here. It's so good.
Now, sorry, I'm going to be bossy. What was the bus trip like? The bus trip?
We didn't get to be on the bus.
Oh, you didn't get to be on it?
But we crossed live to the bus and it just sounded so fun. We were actually jealous. It was great. Yes. So Kinetic, great job with the bus.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Next year I'm going to get on the bus.
I feel like we needed you on the bus.
Well, you need to live broadcast yourselves from the bus rather than crossing.
Oh, we could just do laps.
No, you want to come in.
Yeah, exactly.
We should.
So look, Nicole, we spoke to you before the start of round one, and one of the things you talked about was getting some higher scoring in the game. I reckon we've done pretty well.
We have. We've done very well. The record scoring around the rounds, we hadn't leading into Season 8 got over 100 goals in a round, and we've had that on numerous occasions. So I'm not being rude. I also want to just look at this Carlton St Kilda game as well.
Oh, yes. Right.
Because it is sizzling Sunday. You've just seen my passcode. Look at you.
Where's Beck? Oh, she's in Nicole's phone.
Because it is sizzling Sunday. And those last two spots. So, yes, we wanted more scoring, but we also wanted a really competitive competition.
Absolutely.
And now we're at the last two spots. St Kilda are in front of Carlton by 20 points at the moment. 10 minutes to go in the...
We could just have you call the game.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but only the reason I'm saying this is because this game matters as well. Yeah. So these teams are trying to get those last two spots. So there's about five teams trying to fit into two
spots.
Isn't
that great, though?
It's like what you wanted, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Close.
Tight-knit. Now, well, I was trying to do the maths today. I think this is the fifth year that AFLW's had a Pride game and the third year we've had a round, I'm pretty sure.
I think this is our fourth year we've
fourth
done a round.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So even one... more than that.
But how has it been for you to see these Pride games and Pride rounds emerge within the AFLW, and how does it feel to see it happening?
Well, I think I'm exceptionally proud of AFLW and the role that we play. You know, we recognise that women's football has come from the queer community. You know, our players, it's really important for them as well. So and it's also important from a society point of view for us to open up our arms. I mean, everybody is welcome at AFLW. And I think when we get to Pride Round, that's what it's all about. I went to Port Adelaide yesterday. I'm just going to name drop for a second.
Yes.
Erin Phillips.
Oh,
that would have been a great
set. That was amazing. It was almost closed the doors, almost 3,500 people there, which is capacity. And it was just amazing.
Isn't she, like Fiona was saying before, you know, as a queer mum with children, hasn't Erin Phillips just kind of set the tone of what this sort of round and this sort of aspect of AFLW represents?
I think about her being a trailblazer on the field, but she's also been a trailblazer off the field. And if you talk to her about that moment when she won the first best and fairest and she kissed Tracy, she didn't even think about it, nor should she have.
Yeah.
She was just happy and she kissed her partner.
Yeah,
and you know, for me, that's the inclusion and the acceptance. Be you, you know, and I think that's what AFLW is really about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it opens up for a lot of players to tell their stories, whether it's social media or to, you know, other media or just to their friends and family. It really makes a difference for those that are watching from the outside. One thing I was watching from the outside is that amazing Sharon football. Oh.
Tell us more.
Did you get given one?
We gave one away on the bus.
We did give one on the bus. We won't say no if another one happens to fall in our laps.
Well, Sharon have actually, and you're probably about to go here, Sharon have actually produced some that are for sale. And they're going back to a couple of organisations. Minus 18 is one of them, and here is the other one. So we're really, again, incredibly proud about the making sure that we are contributing to the community as well. We can't just have Pride Round and say, here we are, Pride Round. We also want to be able to give some of the royalties back to organisations that are working in the queer space.
No, so that's
really
fantastic.
Important.
And we're next door to minus 18.
We are. So we're
Pride Centre. Yeah. So that was featured. Was it something that just happened?
No.
You had to work really hard to get it, right? Tell us more.
No. I mean, from that aspect, it was a given. We wanted to do a Pride Ball and we did. What wasn't as easy is that we had, and maybe they'll just get it under lock and key, we had a whole heap of prototypes. So we actually had different ones to see how the colours would work, because the other thing is we have to think about the flight of the ball as well. And what I loved in the process was Andrew Dillon walking through footy ops, and all of the different balls were on my desk, and he's like grabbing them, handling them, kicking them, trying to see how they were spinning.
He's taking the new job seriously. I like that.
That's good to know.
So we've ended up obviously with the rainbow across the top of the Sharon, which I think is really nice, but we did try some different ones. We had rainbows kind of at the end. It looked a little bit like a rugby ball, a league ball. We do not want that. So I'm pretty happy with where we've landed.
Absolutely. This setup today at Victoria Park, you know, we've got DJ Drag Queen Bus, which looks fantastic. We've got the Guard of Honour coming out at the moment. For this community, wider community, from your point of view, what do you think this means? And, I mean, it's indescribable almost sometimes.
It is sometimes. And I think I'm really excited about bringing this to life, because if I park, and I don't mean to do this flippantly, if I park it being Pride Round, what we wanted to do for this year's season was to give it a little more oomph on the outside. Inside the white lines, the footy is great. It's getting better each and every year. But to build a new audience, we have to do other things around the ground as well to bring them in. We already know it's $10 for adults. Kids are free, so it's, you know, it's really good entertainment for families to come out for that. But we wanted to do other stuff. Now you bring in Pride and you go, oh, my goodness, you know, this is where it comes to life. So I actually have come straight to you through the back entrance. So I actually want to go back around and see what the entrance is like.
Yeah, we're keen to have a look.
Pride Patrol are here as well. So I want to go across there and see what's going on over there as well. So it's pretty exciting.
And the Collingwood Cup's here, apparently.
The Collingwood Cup is here. And the CEO, Craig Kelly.
Well, there you go.
He's here as well.
Everyone's here today.
It's all happening. Tell me, I don't know if you're allowed to, but who do you think is going to win today? Are you allowed to say that?
I went to the Port Adelaide game yesterday, did an interview, and unfortunately I said I hope they get a win for Erin, and I'm meant to be Switzerland. So.
Yeah.
I just hope it's a great game. We'll see the result of the St Kilda-Carlton game. We'll see the result of this one. So it's just all going to unfold. And the last game, Swans versus Fremantle over in WA, that will confirm that last spot. Imagine if the Swans can get through.
I just think for, you know, people, we hear people say whatever they think about women's footy, but this competition is just getting better. And I think an ending like this, you know, even, as a Crow supporter, even the fact that last night I was watching another game because I was like, oh, the Crows can get top here because Brisbane beat Melbourne. You know, like that's what you want. That's what you want, that investment.
And we're about to go into 4 weeks of finals. So it's been a great culmination of the home and away with Pride Round being on. We lead into what's going to be a really exciting final series.
That is, do you think much about the logistics of where and what's happening with finals, or do you have to wait till they're all locked in before you have to get out the...
Yes and no. So we've got working groups. We've got working groups for Pride, Indigenous. We've got working groups for finals as well. And then obviously there'll be one for grand final as we get a little bit closer. That'll probably start in the next week or so. So that group has behind the scenes. We've got a WhatsApp group for every... That finals group. I mean, obviously we know some venues already.
Great.
So yeah, we're going to be at Icon, we're going to be across at Nord Oval. We had all of those venues already set aside for once we hit into finals.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's great. And what are you looking forward to most today? I mean, obviously the game and the outcome, but from a Pride perspective and everything that's going on, what do you reckon is going to be the highlight for you?
Well, can I give a little call to action? So if anyone's listening and they have not made it down here, I just got to park on the street, so you will probably try. Hopefully I don't get a ticket at the end of the day. But
we had the police here earlier, so we can put in a good word.
Come down. You know, we really want to crank this today. We want to make sure that there's lots of people out here. We have to get to, think about 21,000 for the round to beat last year's Home and Away. That's minus some of the big venues. So we went to MCG, we went to Marvel Stadium. So we haven't gone to them this year. So we've kind of altered a little bit to take those big venues out. But if we can get about 21,000 through the gates across, and we've been up on every game, on our forecast. So I hope today we absolutely fill this place. It's a great game and it's a great celebration of the Pride community and also AFLW.
Well, I think the Joy listeners, if anyone was going to do it.
Yes.
Well, we learned actually that this council has the highest percentage of LGBTIQA plus people in Melbourne. So they're going to be just walking around the street. Surely you want to come in and watch the game.
Well, come on down. I would love to see you down here. And I'm the one wearing the very bright bucket hat once I finish.
That hat's amazing. I know. Sasha and I took off our earrings earlier. Yes. So we relate. Well, Nicole, thank you for joining us, as you always do. You're so generous with your time for us. But, yeah, this is a really special game, obviously.
Who do you think is going to win? Hang on a second.
I think Collingwood's going to win.
Really?
Which is hard to say.
I don't want to say it in front of Breezer, who's a massive Richmond fan. But, I think it's going to be close, though. That's all I hope is that it's going to be a great hit out. And I have a great feeling that that's going to be on display today.
They're both missing a little bit of oomph in the centre, aren't they? Ruby Schleicher obviously out in there. Ali McKenzie. Yes, there's a few that are missing. Collingwood are entering the field. So
here we go.
I'll let you do your thing as well. Back on and get out there.
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.